Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And good Friday morning to everybody. It is Cash the Ticket. Jim Costa over there in a... That is a lovely... For a guy who woke up at 3 a.m. to do mornings today, that is a lovely... Dress ensemble.
Reasonably well put together today.
Yeah.
Reasonably.
You look solid.
Hopefully I don't pass out by the end of the podcast.
Well, you're going to be okay.
I yawned earlier and you were like, hey, are you going to be all right?
Jimmy, that was it was intense. That was, there's yawns and then there's like your soul leaving your body.
Listen, I thought we were going to have to bet Ivy League basketball and we found some solace for the episode today.
So here's what Jim's referring to. Let's explain. On Friday nights, it is very rare to have legitimate college basketball. Now, we did tinker with some Ivy League plays, but something arose, and I am going to have a Friday night selection. But more importantly, just to show you the dedication we have, we sat here for about an extra 30 minutes as lines began populating for the Saturday games. And it was like Braveheart, where William Wallace is looking back at his troops and just saying, hold, wait, there's Duke UNC, hold, we got the Texas line, hold.
Zags are on the board, baby.
We're in,
let's go.
We needed a menu for you guys because this is the issue. It's not like football where you get the line a week in advance.
But why not? And I lost it on Evan when he came in here, poor Evan. I was like, what's wrong with this guy? Why don't I get the line on Friday? They're playing a secret scrimmage tonight? What's going to change? Take my money now. If I want to bet the game on Friday, let me. Don't wait till Friday night or Saturday morning. What's going to change between these two teams? Any two teams. You pick two teams.
Take my money now. So here's the deal. The other reason it's hard, and if you haven't listened, let me just do some house cleaning briefly. A, go back, download the off-season game plan. Hell, go back to Wednesday's episode. Download that. What I have created is a system that's not a system, but sure plays like one.
Red hot, too.
And I will tell you, I understand we have plenty of audience that is not originating in the Midwest or Detroit, where I do afternoon drive. We have a segment brought to you by FanDuel. It's called On the Board. All of the picks are on that segment and are on the YouTube. Now, why is it relevant? It's relevant because I can't lie to you. I can't make it up. But now, as we've moved to Friday, the system that's not a system but sure as fuck plays like a system is 10-1. UAB Blazers last night laying 1.5 to a 21-2 FAU team.
Makes no sense.
And they won by double digits.
But that's the system when it does.
That's not
make
a system
sense.
Right. that plays like a system.
Exactly.
I want t-shirts with that on it.
And just to reset it for people, you're looking for home dogs, lines that don't make sense.
The way I put it, rat fuck lines that you smell from a mile away. Why is this team only getting ... Why is this team favored ... Unranked, favored, overranked ...
Yep.
So when you go through the card, what I've been doing this is probably over 14 days, and I've gone 10-1. So there's days I don't find a qualifier. I go in and I eliminate all road teams right off the top. All of them. I look at the home teams. Then I'm looking at, okay, team A, team B. And there is a game that screamed system that's not a system, but it plays like a system play on Saturday. Well, screams.
We'll get to it. One that gives people an example from the last episode you and I did together.
Florida.
Florida. Makes no sense. They go on a 15-0 run at home. Florida, we were on the side of Florida. They were
12-9, mm-hmm. getting 5.5 from number 2, Tennessee.
Right. Should have been twice that.
Felt like it.
And they won the game outright. System, not a system, all over Florida. Because nobody wants to bet Florida. We want to bet Florida. That's the system, not a system. Before we get to Saturday.
Talk to me.
You want to give people a Friday night game so bad.
Well,
and it's admirable. It really is. But when I look at these games, I'm like, you're not making us bet Dartmouth Brown, are you?
It's probably worse. So let me say this. I'll do it because, guys, here's what needs to happen. And I know I'm not trying to be needy. I'm not trying to, like, demand anything. But it's important if you're following us through the offseason. You got to have your notifications on. Because what we're going to do is when lines come out, we're going to give daily dimes, picks. So that Florida game, if you listen to the Wednesday episode, you got the pick.
And but you only had so many hours to get it.
Right. Same thing. We'll do the Friday thing. Now, what we're going to do as a courtesy, and I know some of you will complain, but what about my timeline? We're going to release the episode. And then separately blast out over your morning scone the picks for tomorrow. So we're doing the best we can, but we need downloads and notifications on in order for you to get the value out of it. I don't think that's a big ask. No?
No.
Okay. Now, do you want the Friday night Netflix and chill special? I will do this because I am a man of the people.
Before you give it, is this part of the system?
It qualifies.
Okay.
All right. Let me take you through this now. This is, I do not recommend this, but if you are going to download this and you're listening while you're driving home tonight at 5 or 6 or whatever, and you're just like, listen, I got the men's hockey league tonight. I want some action. My wife's making me watch a program I don't care about. I need to be refreshing on the phone. I will give you a pick because you demand picks. This is scary as shit, but here we go. And the game comes from the MAC. But not the MAC you would know in the Midwest. It comes from the MAC, the Metro Athletic Association Conference. You shout out the movie Private Parts. WNBC, the MAC. So a school I grew up in the shadows of, the Siena Saints, who is top of the pops in the MAC this year, travels to Gadley Gymnasium tonight to take on the Manhattan Jaspers.
By the way, you know you're big time when you don't play in a stadium or an arena, but a gymnasium.
Hey. And here's the other fun fact. Manhattan College, ready?
Tell me about it.
It's not located in Manhattan. No. It's in the Bronx.
Come on.
It's even better.
Come on.
Nah, I mean, if you want to call it Manhattan Island, whatever, but the Bronx is where Manhattan is. So here we go. This is important, very important. Siena's the best team in the conference, 13-7. They're really, really good. Or excuse me, not
15-7.
15-7. They're only laying 5.5 at a very, very poor Manhattan team.
And yeah, the Jaspers are 7-13. They have a losing record at home.
It's been a struggle.
Tough times, lean years.
To me, it should be a 10-point line.
It's not.
5.5 is the devil's number. We've always talked about it. These games that land on 5.5, it might be gambler's psychology, but I swear the underdogs win more than any other time. If you demand a play, let's check our system. That's not a system, but plays like a system note card. Home team, check. Mm-hmm. Shit home team, check.
Double check.
Spread that's smaller than it should be, check. Rat fuck line indicator, 5.5, check. If you demand a play tonight, and I don't recommend this, but if some of you degenerates want it, I am here for you. Brought to you by FanDuel. You take the Manhattan Jaspers, whose alumni list, not great. Not great. Only a couple notable people. The most notable is probably Rudy Giuliani. The second most notable is Tommy Gambino. who is a mobster. There's your list. I think the only other thing that would make them famous is I'm pretty sure this is where Rick Pitino started his career. I can double check.
I think you might be right on
okay,
that.
Okay, there you go. Other famous Manhattan Jaspers coaches. I don't know, Steve Lapis potentially.
Weren't they in the tournament a few years ago?
Bobby Gonzalez, was he there for a minute? So my point to you is Manhattan plus the 5.5. Short line, the 5.5. They're not good. Siena's better. Line looks weird. Hey, man, you're betting on a school. It's not on TV. I don't encourage it.
Oh, this is great. This is like the olden days where you have it on the Gamecast and you just refresh. It's great.
You know, FanDuel actually has a pretty good Gamecast.
Do they?
Where the basketball bounces up and down, and then you actually see when the shot goes up. It's even got a little free throw fucking thing where, like, the miss is always an air ball. And you're like, wait, there's no way this dude just airballed another one. No, the miss is an air ball. The ones that go in come with a little check mark. It's great if you're checking in on a game.
Sure.
Because here's what's below it, the live odds.
Mm.
So you're watching. Your little dots are flying everywhere. Beep, bop, boop, bop, beep. And the line's changing with it. So when I say nobody's got better live odds, it's not bullshit. It's true. Now, you can get yourself in some trouble. Be careful. But if you demand a pick, there's your Friday night selection. Manhattan, plus 5.5.
Avoided picking Ivy League basketball. Not sure we did much better.
What are you talking about? It's the Mac. The real Mac had a game you almost wanted to bet, but we chickened out.
Well, okay. Akron, Kent State. This is a marquee. You're making a face. This is a marquee matchup for Middle America.
These are the two best teams in the Mac.
This is throwing haymakers. Big rivalry game. Game's in Akron. Crowd's going to get up for it, but it's a pick-em.
I don't want to do it. Okay. I don't want to do it.
How about this? That's just a game for your pleasure. You don't need money to watch that game.
Is that on?
It's on ESPNU and ESPN Plus.
Listen, nothing. And I mean nothing. Says big time college basketball like a Friday night at 7 on the motherfucking U. We're on ESPNU, y'all.
James A. Rhodes Arena.
No.
Settle in.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Can we look ahead to Saturday where there are good games,
let's do
exciting
it.
Matchups? And by the way, lines. I'm so happy that we're actually able to bet these games early.
Hold on. Wait for it. I'm going to do live on the air. Live on the air, a line check. Has any new line populated at time of taping? Hold on.
I'm doing a scroll with you.
I got it. You just hold on. Don't ruin my joy. I just want to see if anything else has popped up. Come on. Oh, dear. Come on. God, it's like people who play slots. You're just like watching this thing roll through. Nope. No, but that's okay because we do have a system play. So let's get to the board brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook.
I think there are literally four games that have spreads. Maybe five? Five games where we have workable spreads early
six.
On a Friday.
Yeah, five or six. Okay. And again, guys, we're working through. There are limitations. And with all due respect to you, the listener, I'm not staying after I do my radio show on a Friday night to cut a degenerate college basketball pod on a Saturday. Okay? You can put a couple zeros behind it if you want that. Now, look, let's start out. Hilton Magic. This is, people, if you don't like college ball, we're going to teach you. Because I, despite how angry I am at the sport, how bad I think it is right now, I love college basketball. And Hilton Magic is a term you have to learn. Number 13, Iowa State, hosting. Number 8, Kansas. Kansas is a brand name. Like Blue Magic, that's a brand name. Iowa State laying 1.5. Oh, boy. Now, remember, the system that's not a system but plays like a system, Texas Tech plus 1.5 earlier in the week against Iowa State. Iowa State's good. Texas Tech was winless in Big 12 play at 0-8. We gave that play out. Texas Tech wins in overtime after being down by 23.
Atrocious loss.
Never a doubt. The point is, Iowa State off that loss. Back home, brand is Blue Magic. Top 10 team. A Big 12 nemesis, and a Kansas team. Jimmy, they've been a little uneven.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of bad losses. A couple of bad losses at Fog Allen. And Kansas is a dog at Iowa State. And that's why I said Hilton Coliseum. Iowa State at home over the years has sniped more big-time opponents than you could shake a stick at. Now, this doesn't qualify technically as a system play because it is a small home favorite.
But it's an odd line.
Oh, it's very odd. It is a home team.
So it's like whiffs of system.
Lower ranked over higher ranked.
Yeah.
Non-brand over brand. And I love the angle of an Iowa State team coming in off two bad losses, both on the road. The last time they were at home, Hilton Magic beat Kansas State, 80-76. Their last three losses, Iowa State, all on the road. At home, it's a different deal, man. And if you're Kansas, listen, they go to Kentucky, get the win. Then they come home, you play to the Sunflower Cup or whatever the fuck it's called. By the way, ESPN, nice job. Top 10 matchup, Kansas-Kansas State. You got to go to ESPN Plus and stream it after log rolling.
By the way, and the first meeting went to overtime.
Yes.
So you're like, anticipation, rivalry, yep. Two teams that are actually good in college basketball, hard yep. to find, and they bury it.
Yeah, and that Kansas State game in the Little Apple
yep.
may Break have kicked it. Off the system. We had K-State plus one
I
and
bet
a half.
That night, yep.
So look, Kansas, vulnerable on the road. Iowa State, great at home. If you take Iowa State's losses, literally, the last three losses are all on the road. I'm going to bet Iowa State in this game. I'm going to do it. I mean, I know it's gross, but I'm absolutely doing it. And I think it's the type of weird line I like. It's not a system play. That's not a system, but plays like a system.
I like it.
But I think Iowa State is the side there, don't you?
I think it makes a lot of sense. I think it's a good spot to grab
them. Listen, it's pretty good stuff. And if you get into it and you want to like really look and go, you go, well, who's Iowa State? You know, who do they hit? Let me tell you something. Six guys in double figures. It's a team approach. Six guys in double figures, their best player, a kid named Krill or whatever, last name Krill or Grill or I don't know.
But here's the deal.
Hold on. Let me
you finish. Tell me if I'm wrong because I'm little Johnny come late.
Yeah, there he is. Caleb Grill.
Perfect. You tell me because I'm arriving late on the scene to college hoops this year. Fashionably late.
You're okay.
Nobody's good. Home court matters. Iowa State. Right? If nobody's good, I'm not yeah. afraid of Kansas. Yeah. Home court matters.
And I think
Iowa State.
I think the line tells you everything there. I actually would have expected Kansas to go in slightly favored,
mm-hmm.
1.5, 2. The fact that Iowa State is favored, I think you'll see a lot of public money on Kansas. I want to be on the other side.
You want another extreme example like that? Number one, Purdue, traveling to Indiana.
There's your system play. Indiana catching 1.5 from the number one team in America, Indiana off a terrible loss at Maryland. Indiana comes home, get right spot, need it. And it is their hated in-state rival who comes in as number one in America.
Mm-hmm.
Only laying 1.5. Yeah, you're goddamn right. That's the system play. I'll tell you right now, circle it. I'll put that one. I'll put the 10-1 record on the board. That's the system play.
Again, nobody's good in college basketball. That includes you, Purdue. Sorry, I'm just waiting for them to collapse at the end of the
season.
Well,
that's a Matt Painter specialty,
right.
Isn't it?
So you got to go on the road to a rival. Again, home court matters in college basketball.
Assembly Hall is a very
iconic.
Tough place to play and when Indiana's good.
And they've won 5 of the last 6. So prior to that Maryland loss, they'd actually been playing decent basketball.
Yep.
So I like that one even more. That's even better.
But that's the system.
Yeah.
That's not a system that plays like a system. That's a home team. That line looks real short. You would have expected 4.5 or 5. Number one team in America coming in. I know Zach Edey's a handful. I get it. Guys, I'm sticking to the principles. I love Indiana there.
But what are the odds, too? You go on the road, you get a couple fouls against you on the road as a big guy, and the game plays differently.
Yeah.
I mean, can't you see that script playing out?
Sure.
It should happen more often than it does. The fact that this guy never gets called for anything is bananas.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, Edey's basically like 8 feet tall, 400 pounds, and never gets called for a foul. It is annoying when you play them.
How about a couple Hoosier whistles, and away we go.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that would scare me, just if you – the good – IU's 9-5 against the number at home. The bad on the season, IU's only 1-5 as a dog. Now,
but this is such a short dog.
Yeah, and if you want to counteract it, Purdue's no great shakes is a favorite, 8-12. I just think going on the road and trying to take care of business in a game where, look, both teams want it. Who are we kidding? But Purdue's 22-1. Indiana at 15-7, need it after a bad loss at Maryland.
But break down Purdue. I made the case nobody's good, and that means you, Purdue. They narrowly won against Ohio State, who is hot garbage.
Narrowly won against Michigan State, who's hot garbage.
1 point, exactly. Same deal. And when they went to Michigan, who is
actual garbage.
Correct. It was a close game. It's a 5-point game. Buying tickets to a game, especially last minute, it can be a hassle. Took a trip to Chicago with some buddies. We decided, hey, let's go to Wrigley, try to find the deal. Let me tell you, last minute ticket prices, it's brutal. The Game Time app is here to change that. Authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which means it's fast, it's easy, and the big thing, prices on the Game Time app actually go down as you get closer to the first pitch. Great last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee. About that guarantee, if you find a ticket in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% the difference. Like right now, I'm looking in the app, Tigers Twins. You find the cheapest seats. It's right there in red with the flame, $4 seat in right field. The flash deals are in yellow, and the best deal with the blue ribbon, $50 behind home plate, 12 rows up. The app is easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Buying tickets to a game, especially last minute, it can be a hassle. Took a trip to Chicago with some buddies. We decided, hey, let's go to Wrigley, try to find the deal. Let me tell you, last minute ticket prices, it's brutal. The Game Time app is here to change that. Authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which means it's fast, it's easy, and the big thing, prices on the Game Time app actually go down as you get closer to the first pitch. Great last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee. About that guarantee, if you find a ticket in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% the difference. Like right now, I'm looking in the app, Tigers Twins. You find the cheapest seats. It's right there in red with the flame, $4 seat in right field. The flash deals are in yellow, and the best deal with the blue ribbon, $50 behind home plate, 12 rows up. The app is easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Michigan just finally got their first quad one win of the year in February. So Purdue going on the road hasn't exactly taken care of business. They'll win some of these games, but those are against teams that aren't as good as Indiana.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. I get kind of bummed out about it, but when you look at it, you're right. I mean, outside of Edie, you got Fletcher Lawyer, who's Foster's younger brother, going at, what, 12.4? Everybody else, I mean, you got a bunch of guys chipping in 5 or 6 points. I think it's on the road, and yeah, I'm doing. Dude, look, it's the system. I'm going with it.
Cool.
It's Indiana or pass. But I will put this one is the. I'll put the 10-1 record on the line with this one. I ain't doing it with the Manhattan Jaspers.
Part of Saturday is Duke, North Carolina.
I know.
Neither one's ranked. Do I have that right?
Correct.
What kind of upside down college basketball year? We're
a big one.
Both are unranked.
Yeah, a big one.
Maybe 1 year here, someone's unranked. Both are unranked.
Yeah, no, listen, it's their. I had high hopes for Duke. I thought Milikowski was going to be a real difference maker. It just hasn't. Look, they haven't put it together. And for UNC, again, I'm not going to crack on them. You know, they played for a national title last year. Armando Bacot comes back. They just haven't been very good. Look, man, I don't see a lot of value in the line at 3.5.
Right, the home team minus 3.5 kind of feels like a
standard fare.
Yeah, nothing special, no
and
value.
I don't love either. Yeah, you fucking love that word. I don't have a strong opinion. And when I've watched both of these teams, I don't walk away feeling great about either. I don't walk away going, "Hey, they're putting it together." I mean, UNC's 15-7, Duke's 16-6. It's kind of like the Spider-Man meme. If you wanted to tell me, hey, I'm taking Duke at Cameron because it's Cameron, I'm not going to yell at you.
Fine, but at the same point, if you told me I'm taking 3.5 in a toss-up, I wouldn't be mad at you either. I just don't see a reason to put money on it.
No, I don't either. And again, UNC, if you wanted some kind of like motivation angle, I mean, UNC off an atrocious loss to Pitt, 65-64. You want to tell me that that's their bounce back spot? I mean, maybe.
But you're going on the road. Cameron Indoor, we talk about places that are tough to play in college basketball. That's near the very top.
You know, the other thing, what's the total in this game? UNC's been actually pretty good, I believe.
Do we have totals?
I can check. Hang on. UNC's been pretty good with unders, I believe. Yeah, I want to – let me check the total.
Yeah, go take a peek. See if you can find one because, again, that's the challenge when we do these Friday recordings for Saturday games, and that's a Saturday night tip.
Hold on, totals.
I'm not seeing one. I clicked on it.
Just hang on. I'm looking.
I've got spread at what it opened, which is the 3.5.
You know, just to sound like cookies. Why? Why?
Like, here's – I don't get it. You know what the line's going to – if you're one of these books, when's the last time North Carolina played? A couple days ago?
February 1st.
Right, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
What's changed? Yeah. What are you tabulating? The NFL game wraps up, and there's a line for the next week immediately. What's going to change?
He's yelling at me, people.
What's going to change?
Nothing, I know.
They're playing a secret scrimmage tonight I don't know about?
The secret scrimmage.
Like, well, what is it? Give me a total.
Let me know when you're done.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, good. Let's move on. Yeah, I have nothing on Duke UNC. Sorry, guys. Number 7, K-State, laying 1.5 to number 10, Texas. This game is in Manhattan, correct?
The Little Apple.
The Little Apple in Kansas. What do you make of it? I mean, K-State's been a really nice
really
story
good at
this
home
year.
Too.
I know, but that line, it's a little short.
Well, it's kind of the Iowa State thing, right?
Sort of. The difference is Iowa State is off a couple of horrific road losses. Hilton Magic's a little bit different than whatever they got going on at K-State. If you're asking me where am I going with that game, if you forced me to play it, I'm going to take Kansas State.
Right.
But I
– But is it bettable?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to – listen, the problem is, and maybe I can put something down on tape and have Evan put it out tomorrow. Like once I get the full board, and tonight even, I'll be able to take a look at these before bed, and things will pop out to me. But like – I get a little leery there. That line bothers me. And look, Texas 18-4, Kansas State 18-4. They're both really good. They're both shoo-ins for the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing that jumps out at me where I go, all right, gotta have it. Like, gotta bet this. I much prefer K-State as a dog, and you've had some opportunities to do that. I don't know, man. I'm bothered by it. I'm going to say no. I'm going to pass for right now. And Texas has been a little uneven for me as well. They go on the road. They get crushed by Iowa State, Hilton Magic.
Mm-hmm.
They go down to Knoxville, get beat by double digits. And then they come home and they just do their job. Beat West Virginia by 7-8. They drop a bomb on Okie State, which is no big deal. Okie State sucks. And then they beat Baylor. A nice win the other night. So you want to say you don't trust them on the road? K-State comes home. They just left Fogg Allen, took an L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's the side that we always do in the NFL. It's this side or pass.
Yeah, Kansas State or pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair?
They don't lose at home. Yeah.
Kansas State or pass. All right. Get to the late night special.
This is the one that I think we're both excited. It's going to be you and me on an island against America.
Probably.
Against the nation.
Probably.
Gonzaga, number 12, plus 4.5 at number 18, St. Mary's, 10:30 tip, late night crew.
St. Mary's.
Gales?
Yeah, because I think Gonzaga is more fraudulent than usual Gonzaga. Like, I really don't like them. And I know they played a schedule that is respectable. You know, the night they played Michigan State on a spaceship or whatever, they should have lost. I don't love this Gonzaga team. And when you go and you take, when you look at this line.
What does this line tell you?
Tells you that St. Mary's going to kick their ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it tells me because mm-hmm. when's the last time you saw Gonzaga in a conference game catching 4.5?
It's stunning. Everybody in America is going to take the Zags and points.
Sounds right, which means you and I want nothing to do with it.
We want the home team. Home court matters. We don't think anybody's good in college basketball, including Gonzaga.
Fair.
And, yeah, you know what? That spread is supposed to scare you away, but it's not going to scare us away.
No.
St. Mary's plays defense, which, again, it's kind of what we talked about with Florida earlier in the week. If you play defense, you can muck it up. You can make it a game. Yeah, let's go Gales. Aiden Mahaney.
The
guard who can do stuff, as I put it before the show.
I think it's St. Mary's. That's a late night play for me. Like, I will bet St. Mary's there. The line is dictating where I go there. And the fact that it's not 1.5, 2, they are laying 3 possessions. Like, it just screams St. Mary's. Agree?
I agree.
Randy Bennett. I'm going to take St. Mary's. So look, plays for Saturday on the early look aheads. Hilton Magic. I'm going to take Iowa State, lay the 1.5. I don't love it, but I like it. The game I am absolutely taking as a part of our system that's not a system, the system speaketh play of the day, Indiana catching 1.5 from Purdue. That qualifies checks every box. May dabble on K-State, but I'm all in. I'm going to go St. Mary's, lay the 4.5, 10:30 tomorrow night, ESPN.
Identical place.
You're on it.
Same page, same stuff.
And you're leery of K-State too.
Yeah,
huh?
Same deal. It's a lean. You know, if I'm honest, I'll probably end up betting it. But for this, we'll just stick with the 3.
Let me ask you a question. Any thought to a tease of those 3 games?
So we'd be getting points in all of them because we're taking 3 home teams, short home dogs.
Yeah, teasing the St. Mary's is not a good idea. No value there at all.
No, because you flip it to 1.5.
Yeah, not good.
No. Nope.
I was intrigued by just a couple. You know what's interesting? Boy, it's a hell of a middle opportunity, isn't it?
What?
Gonzaga getting 10.5? St. Mary's going to blow their doors off?
No, again, if they win, it's going to be kind of an ugly game.
Or what we just talked about. Maybe that line is just indicative. Gonzaga's about to get it. I don't know. I just wanted to tinker with it. Yeah. There'll be a time to do some teasers now, isn't it? So there's your card. There's your look-aheads. Let's hit the mailbag. And then, again, Evan is going to come in. We're going to do the AT&T Pebble Beach betting guide for the weekend. And then you have to have your notifications on because if I drop something to you tomorrow over a cup of coffee, it'll hit your phones. So it's up to you if you want the stuff. And I'm not offended if you don't, but just don't complain. I didn't know you made a pick. I'm giving you the way to know we made a pick. Mailbag time.
Mailbag. All right. First question we have, it says, people are so nice.
Oh, by the way, cashtheticketpodcast@gmail.com. You can do socials. That's fine. But if you want a direct pipeline to the desk of James Anthony Costa.
I get him on my phone.
cashtheticketpodcast@gmail.com.
First one says, stop the hockey betting. Did you write this in?
No.
This is from Kyle in Oxford. He says, Kenny's been offering hockey bets for the last 3 weeks. I don't think any of them are hit. Now you guys want to present them on the pod. It must be stopped. These hockey bets are doomed. I want to defend Kenny.
Yes.
And I want to defend the picks that we gave earlier this week. They did not hit. I felt like they were well-researched. I felt like we gave people something. They're not always going to hit.
You know why I'm doing it.
Why?
Because people want to bet stuff. Mm-hmm. I will never get on this pod and tell you that I have a super strong take on NHL betting, like baseball. I don't do it. I don't want it. Occasionally. And I will partake in some of Kenny's stuff. Kenny, over the long haul, has done really, really well.
Incredibly well.
He is not in a good couple-week run right now. The other thing he's doing, remember what I said, he's betting money line underdogs only.
Which means
you're going to hit a lower percentage for a higher yield. But I'm not going to defend him. He had a bad week this week.
Well, we gave Sabres. But again, the logic was there. You're playing a team on a back-to-back who'd played overtime 3 of the last 4 games. Sabres are a live team, scores a bunch of goals. They didn't win. They weren't supposed to. We got you juiced odds. We threw something out there with some meat behind it. I'm not just scrolling and making picks
blindly. Well, here's the other thing. You don't have to touch the hockey picks.
Right.
We're just trying to make sure we deliver content for you guys beyond college basketball because right now the NBA is largely unbettable.
Okay, from somebody who is critical to someone who's loving the picks, David in Harper Woods emails us, UAB -1 for the win. Says, hey guys, love the podcast, avid listener for years. The college basketball system, in quotes, seems too good to be true, but you can't argue with the results. You're getting a real read on Vegas. Tonight I saw it perfectly with UAB guidelines can't create guarantees.
No.
But you guys are making smart moves and increasing our odds. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Well, you're welcome. And again, it won't continue. Like, it won't sustain. It can't sustain. But get it while the bread's hot, I guess. But yeah, when that board comes out, Cookies and I get the binoculars out, and we're just beep, 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 rat fuck line. There we go. You just go with it. But guys, there's going to be a period where, like, yeah, I probably lose three in a row or something. Welcome to doing this. But I'm doing the best I can for you, and I'm happy that I've developed something that makes the senseless sensible.
Question for Mike. This is from Tony. He says, hey, guys, love the show. I don't bet myself, but I like the insights. And in the spirit of getting to know Mike from Christmas, I had a question.
Mm.
Mike, I've been listening to you for about 15 years. I'm well aware of who you're a fan of.
Yeah.
Most of your teams make sense, except one.
Yeah.
You know where this is going.
Celtics?
Why are you a Celtics fan?
All right. So look at a map. And the capital region, where Albany is where I grew up. It is right on the Massachusetts border. So as a kid, and I know this is where you're really old, you had a TV box and you had a cable system. Well, in Albany, you got Boston TV channels and New York ones. So you'd get WPIX in New York. You'd get TV 38 in Boston. Celtics games. The other angle, my father was a Celtics fan. My grandfather was a Celtics fan. And I also grew up in the height of Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish. So it was kind of just how it had to be. Now, if my dad and my grandpa weren't Celtics fans, I probably would have ended up a Knicks fan. But that's the one outlier. It's Giants, Yankees, Islanders, Celtics, and obviously Michigan State, where I went to school. That's it. But yeah, as a kid, you'd get Tommy Heinsohn and Bob Cousy on TV 38 calling Celtics games. And it was a big thing. And you got to remember, Jim, every Sunday, the NBA on NBC, mm-hmm. Round Ball Rock, shout out John Tesh. Celtics were on all the time. You know, Chuck Person, Reggie Miller, and the Pacers taking on Larry the later years at the Garden. Get involved. So, yeah, that's the one. That's the explanation.
Last one. This is from Nate in the Mitten. Would you rather have Burrow or Mahomes for the next 5 years?
It's really impossible to not say Mahomes. Look, for all that Joe Burrow has done, let's be clear about something. They don't score a lot of points. All these playoff games, they don't score a lot of points. And Burrow, look, had the ball twice, fourth quarter, chance to win that game, punt and a pick. Last year, I thought the Super Bowl was infinitely winnable, didn't get it done. He's a great quarterback. He's a great player. I love the kid. I root for him. He doesn't have an annoying wife. He doesn't have an annoying brother. He doesn't have an annoying father. All things Mahomes does have. But Patrick Mahomes is just that dude. On one leg, no running game, all of his receivers dying on the field, and he still out-dueled Burrow and outplayed Burrow and made the plays that need to be made. He's just that guy. I would take Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't think there's much of a debate. It's Pat Mahomes. Super creative, ad lib, make stuff happen.
More mobile, bigger arm.
Yep.
And has won a Super Bowl. So, I got to stick to it.
And you're right with Burrow. I don't want to pile on.
No.
His line hasn't been very good, but they don't win a lot of shootouts.
No.
He played great at the end of this season, great down the stretch for them. But part of the reason they went to the Super Bowl last year is the Bengals got a goal line stop on defense, and they got a takeaway in overtime, and he set up a field goal. It's not like he led the touchdown drive. There is a gap between Mahomes and Burrow.
Hey, here's the other thing, guys. They should have lost to the Ravens. I know shoulda, coulda, woulda, but let's be clear about something. They got a 100-yard fumble return for a touchdown on a QB sneak. If Huntley doesn't fumble that ball and gets in the end zone, I'm pretty comfortable telling you the Bengals lose.
Do you have any thoughts? Next week's going to be a big week with the Super Bowl. We're going to put props. We're going to go through, obviously, the picks, spread, total, all of it.
I talked a little bit about this, and the show will be out tonight at 6 on Kickoff with Boomer and myself. The initial read for me, Jim, Eagles are better up front, both sides of the ball. Better O-line, better D-line. But, I worry about Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. 15 of 25 this past week. Didn't have to do anything against the Giants. That collarbone/shoulder. Here's the other thing. Mahomes is an underdog. Is damn near unbeatable. I think he's 8-1-1. Chiefs are a slight dog. You feel like Mother Earth is on the Eagles. I want to let the week play out a little bit. I want to see a little more. I want a few updates on Mahomes and the receivers. It's critical. I hear about the receivers.
Did you see Hardman? Doubtful. I know he's not like the headline receiver, but that's stuff we're waiting to hear.
But it matters. Yeah. It all matters. Hardman, Juju, Kadarius Toney, Kelsey's back. Like, they need pieces.
Well, especially because we're going to throw props out, too. This stuff matters. We need to know who the targets are.
The thing that bothers me is, do I think the Chiefs will be able to run it against the Eagles? No. And no team. If the Eagles end up, I think it's with 3 sacks in the Super Bowl, they equal or break the 1985 Bears record for sacks. That's a wicked pass rush, one-dimensional team. Potentially Mahomes still 70%, 75%. I wonder.
I'm Eagles right now for that reason.
I know.
I think they're going to overwhelm him in the trenches, and I think Mahomes is a great quarterback. He's the best quarterback in football, the most fun quarterback to watch. I kind of want them to win.
Okay.
But I just, how many times are we going to do this? We know how important a pass rush is, especially in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So look, I'm taking my time with it. I lean Eagles, but the Chiefs as a dog thing is hard to shake. It's part of the reason I loved them against the Bengals. So we'll take our time with it. I think the total is something that is worth discussing because
it's ballooning up.
It's skyrocketing. The total, as we're taping right now, has moved to 51.
Mm.
And I don't know that I could bet the under in this game.
Really?
I don't know that I could, man. Not yet. Cookies, if you think about it, the Eagles run the ball on everybody. Mm-hmm. They're going to score.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're picking the Eagles, do you see the Eagles winning a 24-20 game to stay under?
And I guess your fear is Mahomes trailing, and we've seen it in some of these playoff games, whether he's down 10, whether he's down 2 touchdowns.
Doesn't matter.
Comes roaring back, and whether they win or not, the over hits.
I get a little concerned. Right now, it's a lean Eagles over, but I'm taking my time with this. And the props are going to be huge. You're going to lay it all out for the people.